drinking and pornography consumption with Dr. Inav Friedman. Inav, welcome to Dr. Pudio. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This is an ongoing project that we conducted with Gal Gutman, a PhD student here in Ben-Gurion University, and with Dr. Gil Pellet from Yeshiva University there in New York. And in two studies, we found that COVID-19 stress is related to behaviors that are stereotypically identified with the opposite gender. We had a study conducted in the UK during the lockdown in this April, and we found that both men and women increased their alcohol, sweets, and porn consumption. And this was found as the literature previously states that people are behaving stereotypically under stress, that stress leads to risky and intuitive behaviors. We really confirmed this, but interestingly, we also found evidence that stress leads to behaviors that are stereotypically associated with the opposite gender. So the COVID stress also led men to increase their sweet consumption and women their alcohol and porn consumption.
We had two studies, the one that I talked about in the UK and another laboratory study we had in Israel that examined the effect of the stress manipulation on the response, the feminine and masculine and gender neutral behaviors that people reported on doing in the next few days. So we had like special sensors, biopsychological sensors like GSR that measures skin conductance and affectiva that measured their facial response, because we wanted to ensure that our stress manipulation of watching a COVID-19 video was effective in yielding a more GSR peaks and more negative facial responses compared to the control group who watched a relaxing video. And we saw that men in the stress condition reported having higher willingness to perform feminine behaviors in the next few days compared to the control group. This includes wearing a pink t-shirt, having an emotional talk with a close friend, do several things at the same time, invest in their appearance. And they also reported higher willingness to perform masculine behaviors compared to the control, as the literature previously found. But we didn't find higher willingness of the treatment group to perform gender-neutral behaviors. We saw in the UK survey that men and women increased their alcohol, porn, and sweet consumption, but the explanation for why they did it is different.
I want to get into all of these things, the alcohol, sweets, and different food, also pornography. I mean, these are all kind of hot topics that we're dealing with during this pandemic, but we also want to remind our listeners, if you would like to ask a question, get involved in this discussion with Dr. Inav Friedman, marketing research in the Department of Business Administration at the Ben-Gurion University of the Negev, and co-author of a new study on stress, binge eating, eating, and porn consumption, and the impact that COVID stress has had on these behaviors. We're learning that men and women react differently and for different reasons. Give us a call. Our phone lines are now open, 1-877-NYU-DOCS. That's 1-877-698-3627. We're also able to take your emails at docs@SiriusXM.com. You know, please continue, and let's break it down these different categories. The first one is we could talk about binge eating. Overeating. This is something that we've been discussing on this show for years, but now the pandemic has really shown a different side of this, and we're seeing people really react to the COVID stress in different ways. What were you seeing in this study?
Okay, so usually sweets are, like in the literature previously, stress is known to increase the stereotypical behavior. So under stress, women are expected to consume more sweets than men and compared to non-stress situations. And this is a feminine category, sweets, chocolates, desserts. When we're crying, right, we're eating ice creams and all the stereotypical associations with it. But men are usually, men are known to consume them more. But what we found that the mechanism for this increase is different among men and women, even though the effect is similar. The change in consumption increased among men and women similarly. But why is it happening? Because stress depletes us from cognitive and mental resources, and these resources are required for regulatory process, such as the ability to regulate our emotions, to withhold behaviors and adapt our responses to fit the situation. So in situations of stress where emotional regulation is low, we observe more behaviors that are identified with the opposite gender. So stress actually causes men and women to become more similar in their behaviors compared to routine life. And we term this the disruption of inhibition effect, as it is caused by people lacking the cognitive energy to apply the inhibition on performing stereotypical gender behavior during time of stress.
And now, we also look
a little about the pornography.
Okay.
What was the rise, you know? That's interesting because it is,
Men had a higher baseline, as you can expect, right? They looked at 2.6 videos, videos a week, and that increased by 10% to 2.9 something. And women had an increase of 54%, but it's small numbers, from 0.33 videos a week to 0.51. So they had higher increase, but overall they tend to watch porn less than men. And if we look at the sweets consumption, men and women had relatively similar increase. We talked about daily sweets consumption and asked them to evaluate the units they ate, like row of chocolate, one cookie, a piece of cake. And men had an increase from 0.89 to 1.43 daily, like 60% increase. And women had quite similar increase, 0.91 to 1.54, 69% increase. And even Pornhub, the pornography website, reported increased traffic during the quarantine. So this small survey really represents the increase in these categories worldwide. And the COVID-19 actually showed that under stress, these gender differences in behaviors are narrowing and the genders are behaving more alike for different reasons, but still we see relatively similar behaviors. And as stereotypical gender behaviors are context dependent, it leaves us with the question whether the observed gender differences in routine behaviors reflect real inherent differences between the genders or whether these are socially constructed. We are also debating the nurture question, but this really, like, we had an insight that it might symbolize that men and women, if in different contexts we see different stereotypical gender behaviors, it might not be a concept among along many contexts. So it might be not as inherent as thought before. You know, the literature in the gender studies are really shifting from constant difference, constant biological difference, to or socio-biological difference, to
like a learned or societal behavior or role.
Yeah, and the context, the differences, the gender differences are context dependent and are not always there. So, and I read somewhere we have an ongoing fMRI study that try to see the biological explanation for these phenomena.
Have you read Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, or read any of that?
Yeah, sure.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And how do you think that pertains to your research or your extrapolation of your research? Because we're saying that we're hardwired differently versus, as you said, this is a societal, a sociobiologic implication.
Yeah. We believe that we are learning to inhibit stereotypical behaviors that are associated with the other gender. So when we grow up, women are expected not to drink alcohol and watch porn, and men are expected not to cry and eat ice cream, right? So when we are under stress, we cannot express the inhibition because we are the prefrontal brain regions are shared neural systems that are responsible for both regulation of the parasympathetic nervous system's activity and also for inhibitory control performance. So under stress, the parasympathetic system is aroused and it's taking the necessary resources for some inhibitory actions, such as not being able to inhibit behaviors that are stereotypically associated with the opposite gender. So we believe that it is socially constructed, and maybe if we are running now the fMRI study with Dr. Niv Regev, who's a doctor from psychology here in Ben-Gurion, and we wanted to examine the areas of activation in the brain needed for judgment of opposite gender stereotypical behavior. And currently we see that when people are cognitively free, judgments of opposite gender stereotypical behavior require more effort and activating a specific area called the anterior cingulate cortex. That this area symbolizes that people are putting effort into making judgment of opposite gender stereotypical behavior compared to gender stereotypical or gender neutral judgment. So we asked about sweet and not the salty snakes, and we asked them about specifically chocolates, desserts like cakes and cookies. And we had a pretest asking about all the categories we ran in the first study, asking people to choose if it is feminine or masculine. And if we saw that the proportions were identical, we called the category gender neutral. So we didn't see an increase in the gender neutral categories. Coffee, for example, was gender neutral.
Foods that fell into the gender neutral category.
So coffee was gender neutral, and cigarettes were gender neutral. And we saw that sweets are sweets are feminine and alcohol and porn are masculine. We also asked about, we saw, you read that there is an increasing sex toy, so we also asked about that, but we had only 115 participants, so 5 of them purchased sex toys, so it wasn't really enough to analyze. But we asked about drugs and medications and all kinds of categories, and each category was classified as masculine, feminine, or gender neutral. So we saw an increase
Were patients aware, or study subjects aware that this was happening? And were they intuitive about it?
I don't think so.
Did they have a plan?
I don't think they were aware. They reported the units they consumed, the consumption units before the COVID and during the COVID. But they know that they increased probably the consumption of specific categories. But the mechanism, I'm not sure they are aware of it. Because we saw the stress leads to low emotional regulation, leads to the opposite, the increase in opposite gender stereotypical behavior only among men in the suite, and only among women in the alcohol and porn. So the why it happens is not, I'm sure they're not aware of it. But maybe
we know we have to get you going, and thank you so much for joining us for this half hour.